Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, if you would, back to, or maybe you're still there, at Proverbs 13 and 7. But I want us to read that in the God's Word translation. Romans 13, 7, in the God's Word translation. What did I say? Huh? Romans is where I would like for you to go. I got more than one thing going on inside here. So help me out. Romans 13, 7, God's Word translation. It says, pay everyone whatever you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay them. Now, I want you to notice this first word, if. And if you owe tolls, pay them. If you owe someone respect, respect that person. It said, you know, to those that it is due. Keep reading. If you owe someone honor, honor that person. We haven't talked about this side of it much, but I want to get into it today. He said, honor to whom honor is due. Is the same honor due to everyone? No, it is not. And we need to talk about that. You can give honor where honor is not due. And you can make mistakes. You can miss it. I mean, if somebody comes up and says you owe them $50,000 and you never even saw them and you don't know what they're talking about, are you just going to start writing a check?
No.
Well, then are you just going to start showing somebody a certain level of respect and honor because they say that they are this or they are that and you're supposed to?
No.
Now, the Bible tells us to honor all men. And there is a sense that we should treat everybody as a valuable living human being that Jesus died for.
Amen.
We should show everybody that honor and respect. But that doesn't mean that you honor everybody as an elder, as a leader, as your pastor or your minister or as your president or whatever the case might be. No, that honor is not due everybody equally. I know several times that Phyllis and I have seen the favor of God move in our life just by treating people with a modicum of decency and respect. I know back when we were flying commercially, we came to a place, and I mean some flights had been canceled. It was a madhouse, and the place was wall-to-wall people. You're standing around like this, flights are canceled everywhere, and people were mad. Oh, and they were cussing, and they were taking it out on the guys on the other side of these counters. And we stood in line, and I mean, we heard all kind of language, and people, well, I'm supposed to speak at a place that evening. That evening. Well, if we're people of faith, you know what it's time for? It ain't time to fuss and cuss. It's time to get in faith. And if I'm really about the Lord's business, He knows. And if I'm really doing what He told me to do, then He's well able to get me there. And so it's time to be in faith. Well, we had already prayed, but we just joined hands again and said, Lord, whatever it takes to cause this to work out for us, we're asking You to do it. Whatever needs to happen here, we're asking You for favor. We're asking You to put it together. And then we which have believed do enter into
rest.
Now it's time to rest in it.
Amen.
If you are in faith in God, you put no pressure on other people. If you're putting pressure on people to make it happen for you, then you're not in faith in God. You're looking to them to make it happen. And your eyes are on them and you're putting pressure on them. I've traveled with people before. They just jump on folks in restaurants and jump on people in the airports and look at me when I look kind of, you know, I took a few steps back. And they said, well, you know, that's just my prophetic anointing. I know it comes off strong. I thought, prophetic anointing? I've seen sinners with that kind of anointing. Got nothing to do with anointing. It's F-L-E-S-H. Flesh. Well, you got to demand your rights. You got no. Well, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. That is not a scripture. That's not a scripture. How about believing God and looking to Him, counting on Him to make it happen, and not putting pressure on anybody? So we finally got to the place, and boy, the person behind the counter, they looked like a poster I saw one time. That this person's hair was stuck up in every direction, and their eyes were bloodshot, and the caption said, "I got one nerve left, and you're on it." They looked like that. And we stepped up, and they looked at us and said, "What?" And Phyllis said, "I'm so sorry that you're having to deal with all this today." And they said, well, what do you need? And she said, well, we're, you know, endeavoring to get to such and such place, and our ticket had us going. Well, everything's canceled, and everything's done, and you know the weather, and I can't do anything about it. And they'd just been chewed out, you know, to no end. And so click, 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 and 1,000 clicks. And then they looked up and said, click, 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 wow, that's interesting. Click, 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 click. And they looked at us and said, where's your bags? And she said, right here. And looked around and said, follow me. And put up a little thing, you know, and led us out. Oh, man, the people looked at us like we had robbed the bank, man. I mean, they looked like, what did you do? Did you give her money? What did you do? And they led us right out of that mob of people, right into the back, through doors that said no admittance and private this and private that, and took us right onto a boarding plane and sit us down in first class. We didn't have first class. And looked at us and smiled, and we said, thank you, thank you. And they said, you're so welcome. And that the person before us had just cussed them out. And they said to us, you know, that person, those people before, they didn't know it, but I could help them or I could hurt them. Well, thank you for helping us. That's an example of honoring all men. You just treat everybody with the respect that they are to have as a living human being that Jesus died for, that they're valuable to him. I know I came to a place, I had got a car and it needed a little something done to it, and I came to the dealership, and oh man, it was a madhouse. It was like after work on a work day, and everything was backed up, and people were, they were treating some of these folks in these work uniforms improperly. And I came, pulled up, and the guy finally got to me, and I said, I looked at his name tag. I said, Mr. So-and-so. He looked at me like he hadn't heard Mr. in 10 years. And I said, Mr. So-and-so. And he said, yes. And I said, I can see you are swamped here. Do I need to come back another time? What can I do to help you? And he looked at me, and he said, where's your car? I said, well, it's right over there. He said, pull it up around these and just come right up here in the front. I said, in the front? He said, yeah, that's what I said. So pull it around. And he got me right in. And I wasn't trying to do that, but that works. People respond to that. You start treating them like they're part of the furniture and that they don't matter. Even if you prayed for favor that morning, you're undoing it yourself. Oh, do you hear what I just said? Now, you can pray and ask God for favor. And then you can show up at the place and God was working on favor for you for the past 3 days. And you can show up and act like a heathen and pound your fist and raise your voice and treat people like dirt and absolutely undo all the favor that He had going for you. Do you understand this, friends? So no, this demanding has got nothing to do with being spiritual and having authority and taking your rights. That's an excuse to flesh out and be rude, treat people like dirt. Don't do it. Don't do it. Selah. It's a little bit quiet in here this morning. Go please to James chapter 2. Now, We're talking about when honor is not due. When honor is not due. Why would somebody... I'm moving too quick. Didn't we say something about Proverbs a while ago? Yeah. Well, then we need to go to Proverbs. Go to Proverbs now. Then we'll go to James. You did say you were believing with me, right? Yeah. Okay, don't forget. Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26 and 1, and then maybe we'll go to James chapter 2. Proverbs 26, 1 says, as snow in summer. How many know snow in summer is out of place? Right? So they had a blizzard in August. You think, huh? No, that's not right. And rain in harvest. So honor is not seemly, or the NIV says fitting. Honor is not fitting for a fool. It's like snow in August. It doesn't fit. Verse 8. As he that binds a stone in a sling, so is he that gives honor to a fool. He said, that's the way it is. Now, when we hear sling, we think of slingshot. And whether it's the kind David slang and hit Goliath with, or it's the kind that's the Y stick pull back, principle's the same. But how many realize it's a bad idea to tie the stone to the sling? You say, hey, give me some super glue, and I'm going to glue this rock here in my, whatever you call it, you know, the, what do you call that part? Pocket, that's right, exactly right, in the pocket of the sling. Because what's going to happen? You draw that thing way back, and you turn it, somebody's already cringing, they're going, don't do it. Why? Because you're going to wear that rock, all right? I mean, it's going, but it's coming right back in your face or somewhere. That's what it's like to give honor where it is not due. It's not going to rest on them, and it's going to come back and slap you in the face. There are times and situations you are wrong in honoring and giving honor. Why would somebody give honor when it's not due? Why would they do that? Numerous reasons. Go to James and you'll begin to see. Numerous reasons why people do it. They do it all the time. They give honor to those it is not due. Honor they should not give honor to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me